Hello again and welcome to episode 25 of Simply Us. I'm Rob.
I'm Victoria.
And
we're married.
Yeah, and this is our podcast. That's why we're introducing ourselves on it. But you probably know that if you've listened to this in the past. It's also pretty obvious based on, you know, the image and everything that is the cover photo for the podcast.
We need to update that.
Yeah, we do. Because I don't have a beard anymore. I mean, I do, but it's not like that.
It's not huge anymore.
Yeah. So all that stuff that I talked about in the first couple episodes about beard care, yeah, I don't do any of that anymore.
Oh.
That's all gone. It got to be too much. I think I might have mentioned it in a previous episode, but trimmed it off because it takes more work to keep the beard looking well.
You don't have time for that.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Today we've got one question that we got from Facebook.
Yay.
Which I'm happy that we got a question because it's cool to see that there are people listening and wanting to interact because that's really kind of the point of why we're doing this.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to record ourselves talking just because we like to hear ourselves talk.
You like to hear yourself talk?
No, I don't.
Why not?
That's the point. I don't like to hear myself
talk. I love to hear you talk.
Yeah. But we'll get to the question in a couple minutes. But first, I just wanted to go over just some
updates.
Stuff we've been doing.
Because, we do things.
Yep, we do. We do things.
We're using different microphones today.
Yeah, so it should actually sound nicer.
Ooh, we've got these filter things over them.
Yeah, we
look professional today.
Yeah, we're actually using separate booms for each of us. We each have our own microphone and pop filters.
Mr. Boombastic.
So instead of having just the Yeti recording from two sides in between us, we're actually right on top of the microphones, which I've done in the past, and I think that it sounds so much better than the way we've been doing this podcast.
But it's weird. I see only half of your face.
That's okay. That's okay. Trust me, you see my face enough that
I want to see your face.
You can see my face. The point is that if we're doing the podcast, I'd rather have it sound better because not that I think that it sounded bad before, but
I like how it sounds no matter what.
Yeah, well, like I said, I like the idea of if I can make the quality better, I'd rather make it better. So that's why we've decided to go this route. Or I should say I've decided to go this route and you just kind of went along with it.
Yeah, you're the tech guy.
Exactly. So, other than that, yesterday, we took our family out.
All your troubles were so far away?
Well, yeah, because I wasn't at work. So, not that work is that much of a trouble, it's just, it's work. But it was nice to be at home, first day off on a Saturday in a while. And we took the boys out to see the new Shanghai Circus.
Yay.
Which was a lot of fun. It's a bunch of performers from China, obviously, Shanghai. And just doing a lot of, like, the basic, like, aerials and some tumbling and...
What was your favorite?
My favorite was, it was a couple's dance, I guess, or couple's routine, where they were...
Yeah, they didn't really do much dance.
No, but, it's a routine then. Yeah, where they were using the silks and they were doing, like, aerials, like, up in the air, and they were kind of like... It was like they were dancing in the air with the strings.
It was very pretty.
Yeah. So I enjoyed that a lot because... Yeah. It was just neat to see, because one thing when you watch the Cirque du Soleil videos and you see like one person doing the aerials with that stuff.
The guy was holding the girl up with his feet.
Yeah,
at
that
one
was
point.
That was insane.
And like dropped her through like with his, like dropped her onto his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a couple things that they did where I was just like, okay, like that was pretty nuts.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
They're strong.
What was your favorite one?
Probably that. I don't know. There were so many good things. I thought it was interesting when the guys were like rolling with each other, like holding on to each other's ankles and rolling and then jumping through a hoop right afterwards. Like, how are they able to exert themselves after rolling a ball?
Well, that whole hoop thing I thought was really cool anyway because of the one guy that kept like jumping backwards through it.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were basically folding themselves in half like in the air to go through it.
Yeah. They did some crazy jump rope stuff with like having them crisscross. How do you describe that? Like four corners.
Yeah. They did like four corners and like made like
two
an
big,
X out of two big ropes. That was really cool.
Jumping through, doing stuff. The little hat thing at the beginning they did where they were just juggling hats and putting them on each other's heads and stuff. That was, I mean, that takes some skill. They didn't drop any.
Yep. So, yeah, it was really cool. And I know the boys enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't bother to ask what their specific favorite was. I think they kind of just liked the whole experience.
Yeah. They when you ask them, they're just like, the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah. So they enjoyed it, and it was neat because we actually bought the tickets like 6 months ago or something. It was a while ago. I know that much.
It was 4 months ago.
Oh, was it just that recently? I thought it was older than that, but
no, it's all right.
Other than that, I know you've been getting back into doing some quilting.
Yeah.
After you've gone through, now you've gone through your winter lull where you don't really do much work. So
winter lull, those things happen for me, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole like cabin fever thing. I think you just kind of. You've mentioned to me before that if you can't get out of the house, you kind of just don't feel like doing much of anything.
Yep.
So, but we're coming out of that now. We've had a couple days where it was almost 70 degrees now.
It's getting anxious. 28.
Well, now it is, yeah.
Let me see Celsius for you friends out there. We have people listening from other countries.
Mm-hmm. But it was cool to hear you say that the project that you had started in the fall that you had made a mistake on, and you kind of just let it sit there. And the other day you mentioned that you got done fixing the mistake that had been made. And so you were progressing on finishing up the project in general. And that you have the next one planned already for a special person. So
the weather. Cool. Let's do the weather.
Oh, okay.
Today, as we record, it is -2 degrees Celsius and 29 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Jersey. So, yeah, I mean, we had a whole bunch of snow, not this past week, but the week before.
Yeah, we should talk about the blizzard.
Yeah, that was intense. Yeah, because I have to think that we're actually recording a week late again. We usually record the opposite week. I know I mentioned this in the last episode, but
they don't keep track. It comes out the day it's supposed to, so they're like, what? You're recording late. What are you talking about?
We release every 2 weeks, and then we record the opposite week. So the point is, the last two episodes, we've actually recorded the day that we release, because I've been lazy.
Or the day before.
So, like I said, not this past week, but the week before, we had probably like 20 inches to 22 inches of snow that came down in the course of about 5 hours.
Yeah, which is about, we had about 60 centimeters for those who are in the metric system.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a lot of snow here, and it came down really fast, and it was really fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that's hard to imagine, but they were big flakes coming down quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point, I had to shovel the driveway because you were getting out early from work. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of places were like, we have no business today. The roads are terrible.
Well, a lot of places even closed that day. The day that we were expecting the snow to start, a lot of places didn't even open.
Yeah.
We opened because we're weird, but... But yeah, so you shoveled.
I shoveled, and while I got half of it done, I look at the half that I just shoveled, and there was already an inch on the ground. And so I finished shoveling, and by that one half was like already 2.5 inches. So then I tried reshoveling that a little bit. And then I was like, well, I can't keep shoveling this the whole time until you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you finally got home, it was maybe like 3 inches when you drove over into the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
tough
nuts.
Getting in the driveway?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good.
But it was just, getting in the driveway was the easy part.
Oh.
But coming home, though, was pretty crazy. Because by the time I was driving home, it was, I think, just about at its heaviest when it was coming down.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there are a bunch of highway routes that I can take, and then two major ones, I actually ended up right behind the plow trucks when I was driving. So it was cool because the road was pretty much as clean as it could have been for me.
Mm.
I had to drive slowly, but I'd rather drive slowly behind a plow truck than quickly with the road covered.
Yeah, and then was it the next day or one of the days where I was trying to drive the boys to their bowling league? And there was a detour that took me 10 minutes out of the way.
Yeah.
So everyone got there late. And then I had to take a different route going home. And it was another 10 minutes out of the way going, you know, because in the streets, there were so many trees that had fallen or power lines that had dropped. So our own house, we had a power line snap out.
Well, I don't think it was a power line. It was
a telephone line.
Like the old telephone line, which we don't even use anymore.
Yeah, so. Well, we never did.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I'm saying, but even our landlord downstairs, he doesn't even use it.
No. So basically, it drooped from, I guess, the heavy snow,
mm-hmm.
and it was hanging in the road, and cars were going under it, and it was fine for even some trucks to go under, but then a city bus was trying to get through, mm-hmm. and it got tangled.
Yeah, they actually broke it.
Yeah. And so the bus driver was trying to get it out of his mirrors, and mm-hmm. he just kind of drops it into the road and goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then our landlord had to go and reel it in.
Yeah. The next morning. He didn't worry about it until the next morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went out with his... Well, he tried to go out with a snowblower, but the pull cord snapped, so he couldn't even start it. But
what a horrible time for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun, because...
We had a shovel break, too.
I had to shovel. Yeah, yeah. My favorite shovel has finally met its end.
We have to get every
I've had it since we got married. My mom actually gave it to me as a wedding present because I used to use it to shovel at home. And she knew how much I enjoyed using the shovel, so she gave it to me.
It's really old, so I think it's time anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a plastic one.
I broke it really badly when I was shoveling after mm-hmm. you left.
Yeah. So I had to shovel when I got up in the morning before I went to work. When I got to work... Of course, there was one driveway on the parts department side of the building where customers have to walk through, and nothing had plowed or shoveled that. So my coworker and I, we had to clean a lot of that out, which was fun, because that was more shoveling. Then during the day, this was Thursday. You made the point during the day that why did I bury my car when I was cleaning out the driveway?
Own car.
And I said because I was going to clean it out when I got home. So you said, well, that's not going to work because it's going to freeze. You went out and shoveled some of the snow behind my car.
I had to dig out your car. It took me an hour to try to dig out your car.
Yeah.
Because I had to go from one end of the driveway, walk all the way up to the other side because mm-hmm. that was the clearest spot where there was not a pile mm-hmm. already.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I unburied it and I tried my best to calculate how much space your car needed, but you said it wasn't enough. So then you had to shovel more when you came home.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried.
Yeah, you did.
I actually had to shovel the snow from on top of your car off.
I know.
Like, because I felt so weird taking the shovel, and I had huge piles that I was mm-hmm. shoveling off of your car.
Well, like I said, I put it where I did because I didn't want to block my view of backing out of the driveway. But anyway, so the funny part about that was I wasn't sore at all from the shovel. I mean, I was sore, but not that bad, but... The following Sunday morning, I woke up and I was in bad shape.
I don't think that's a funny part.
I think it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Because it skipped like two days before. No, it's not that. It's just, it was funny to me that it waited like 2 days and then I couldn't even turn my head that Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like I was so sore, I just couldn't do anything. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually still, a whole week later, still loosening up my shoulders and my neck from that. So... It's just interesting how it waited 2 days to do it, and now I've been sore with the same knotted muscles for a whole week.
Right.
So.
But you're a lot better than you were.
Oh, yeah. I can actually look over my shoulder now and, like, look.
And I had, my shoulder was a little sore, too, one of them, but that healed up much faster than yours.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't really know if we have many more updates. Really just life as usual.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of times, maybe people with podcasts, they'll say things that they learned from watching things. Oh, I saw this thing on YouTube or whatever. I feel like we don't really do any of that.
Mm-mm.
So we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really... Part of why we don't talk about politics and stuff isn't just because we decided not to talk about politics. But we actually don't really know a whole lot about what's going on.
Sorry.
Because...
We don't pay attention.
Well, you know what? Let's use this as a segue
okay.
to get into the question that we got. So why don't you tell us, or why don't you read the question to us and tell us who it was from?
All right. So we got a message from Rebecca Stricker, and she said, "Hi, Victoria and Rob. I've been listening to your podcast for a few months, and I wanted to ask you how you balance social media and watching YouTube videos and movies, TV shows with work, homeschooling, etc. I personally have finally found a healthy balance where I go on Facebook or watch YouTube videos not as frequently as I used to. It used to be if I did not have my iPhone glued to my hand and me feeling like a zombie, I felt like I could not live without my social media. Now it's not a crutch I use to overcompensate for my lack of social activities or when I'm bored because I work, practice my music, hang out with friends, read, paint, draw, and do all the adult things I gotta do. I don't have time to whittle away as many hours with media. Maybe you've covered this in your podcast before, but I would be curious to know your perspective on balancing real life and social media. I hope you're having a great start to the week, which we already explained our week. So, so far, so good.
Yep. We haven't directly answered this question before, but we have talked about certain social media stuff that we do. We've mentioned that we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
But we haven't said how much we really are.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, we've talked about different YouTube channels that inspire us and stuff like that, but we haven't really discussed how we limit the time that we spend watching those things or being involved with that, and to fit into the whole idea of like being more simple or minimal, or you know, just to have like the person-to-person experiences as opposed to, you know, online experiences.
Right.
So I think probably the best way to start, which, again, it kind of relates to what we were just talking about with politics, is that we really don't spend much time at all browsing around Facebook and Twitter. You know, we don't really check news feeds. We don't really keep up with the world as far as, you know, like knowing what's going on at all.
So how often do you think that you're on each of those things?
Probably the thing I'm on most would be either Reddit or YouTube. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like Reddit, I spend maybe 2 to 3 hours a day.
Wow, that's actually a lot.
I don't think that's that much, considering like the amount. But I'm saying cumulative, not like in one shot. I'm just saying like all day long. All like total. If I have Reddit open
at work.
And like, yeah, like I have Reddit open at work.
I still think that's a lot.
Okay.
What do you do when you're on Reddit? You look at...
What I do is I have my own feeds. Like I have my, however they call it, I don't even remember.
You're subscribed
to... But I'm subscribed to a bunch of subs and subreddits.
So can you give like examples of ones that you're subscribed to?
Yeah, like I'm subscribed to like the cryptocurrency one, which gives news and stuff like that. But also, you know, Reddit isn't like a news source in the sense of it's not like CNN or whatever, Fox News, like broadcasting stuff. It's just people. So if somebody reads an article on a certain website, they'll go and post it to Reddit and say, hey, I read this and I thought this about this subject. You know, what do you guys think? And it's more like a forum for discussion. So
I feel that would make you updated with things around the world a little bit.
Yeah, I know some stuff because of that. But at the same time, the other subreddits that I'm subscribed to are like minimalism and Zen habits, you know, different things like that. Even like cozy places. Yeah, stuff. So that's where I was talking. We've talked about that subreddit in the past before, I know. Because we mentioned like inspiration for the way that we kind of want to live. Sometimes we go and look around at things like cozy places and whatever. There are other subreddits. I honestly, I'm not even subscribed to that many, considering how many subreddits exist. Mm-hmm. Because I don't go to the open feed where it's just all of the subreddits, everything that gets posted.
Right.
I really just go to my feed for what I'm subscribed to.
Yeah, and I'm never on Reddit.
No, I know. But you do spend more time on Twitter and Instagram. Whereas I'm barely ever... I'm just saying, look at how many times you post on Twitter compared to me.
Yeah. But when I'm on Twitter, I'll read my news feed or whatever for a total of 2 minutes, and then I'll make a tweet. Mm-hmm. Or I'll make a tweet in general, but I'm not on there.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll go on there, say my thing, maybe read just for a little bit some of the things, but I don't go through everything. Oh, what did I miss since I last was on here? I don't do that at all. I'm just like, I'll just read a few, and then I close it. And that's mainly, like, altogether, I probably spend a total of 5 minutes a day on Twitter. Mm-hmm. If that.
Yeah. Which is pretty much kind of the way that I am, but I think you just do it more often than I do. Like, if you say that you spend 5 minutes a day, I don't even do that every day.
Right.
But if I do open up Twitter, most of the time it's just real quick, oh, what is, like, the most recent, like, 20 like okay. posts. And then most of the time I don't interact with any of them. I'll just like, okay, cool, I saw that.
Yeah.
But
I will otherwise, like things.
Yeah, if I see sometimes certain I'll stuff, respond. Sometimes I'll like or share or like, you know, like I'll retweet every once in a while. But it's not all that often that I do that. I mean, I've been more active on Facebook and Twitter this past week than I have in like the last like 5 months.
Right.
And that's only been to post about something new we're doing, which we're not going to talk about on here yet, but we'll talk about it as it kind
Maybe
of
we'll
gets
do that
rolled
next
out more.
Episode.
So, but you can always check the Twitter feed and you'll understand what I'm talking about because it's pretty obvious.
And I've always been really big into Twitter anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I first got a Twitter account way back, like maybe 13 years ago.
Maybe
12.
It was a long time ago.
But then I deleted my account for 6 months and then I came back, but I used to use it so much more.
Yeah. Because I remember even with like Instagram, for instance, you had an iPhone before I did, and you had it before it was even available on Android.
I've only had a smartphone for 7 years. Otherwise, I had a flip phone that I never touched.
Yeah, let me say that I had a smartphone first, but you had an iPhone first. And back when you first got an iPhone, Instagram was only on iPhone. It wasn't available on Android
Right,
yet.
And I only got an iPhone because I wanted to use Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's the kind of old school nature of our Instagram usage. But again, even with that, I barely use Instagram. If anything, I'll scroll through maybe twice a day just to see what new stuff is up there.
But you mainly, your feed usually are doggies.
Yes. I have a bunch of Shibas that I follow on Instagram. But
and
I
feel
like
you scroll through it. I see you on there more than me.
Okay.
I usually check my Instagram when I wake up. I might like scroll through it for a very short while, like maybe 2 minutes total. And again, I don't go through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right, that's enough of that. Sometimes I get messages on there, so I'll check those.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the day, I won't touch it unless I see like something show up like, oh, you have a message. And then I'll just read the message and close it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I might check it later on. Like, for instance, when I am riding my stationary bike,
mm-hmm.
I post how many miles I cycled on my Instagram story.
Right.
And that's pretty much, I'll check maybe again, maybe like five things. And I'm like, okay, that's enough of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really on there as much as I used to be. And I think because last year I was barely even on it.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, so that's the thing, that as far as like interactive social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, and all that, we don't really do that much of it.
Well, we didn't even talk Facebook.
Well, I think because that kind of Facebook gets used even less than any of the others.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
For both of us.
Yeah. And again, I've done more on Facebook in the last week than I did probably in the last 6 months, if not more. And again, that's because of the thing that I've been trying to advertise that we started recently. And to be honest, I don't really like going on Facebook because I just feel like there's a lot more cult of personality on Facebook than there is on the other social media platforms. At least as far as like interactions I've had, I feel that most of the time any social media I've been on, if anything turned into an argument, it was on Facebook.
That's true.
More than any other place I've been on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because the format of Facebook allows those big comments, or if it's just that Facebook, for some reason, I don't even know. But that's why I kind of stay away from Facebook. I don't really ever hop on Facebook and browse through my feed at all.
Yeah.
Like as opposed to where I do that with the other ones. I will scroll through Twitter and Instagram and Reddit, but I don't ever do it on my Facebook because just for whatever reason, maybe it's because I can't curate Facebook. You know, I can curate who I see stuff from. I mean, I can, but the thing is on Facebook, I have more like friends and family as opposed to the other ones I'm following other things that aren't
like inspiring
so directly related. Yeah. And that's the thing. Maybe that's the point, is that when I click on my feed on Facebook, it's more personal.
Okay.
And I'm just so much different than pretty much everybody else that I follow on there that, I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like I don't, I just, it's not like I'm just choosing the wrong people to
it's
have
not
on
like he
Facebook.
Hates people.
No. It, you know, it's just like I said, we have different opinions than a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
so we
instead
just keep
of,
the peace by not even interacting.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of, like, getting into something and having it turn into, like, a dumb argument over the internet with people that we haven't seen in person in years, I just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's easier to just do it that way.
And while for me, I'm a social media advisor that's part of my work with Justice Network.
Yeah.
And so I have to make posts every once in a while. So it's between me and one of the co-founders, we make posts on the Facebook page. And so if I go on, it's definitely on a Monday because mm-hmm. I have to make a blog post. But I'm only on that page. So really, any other time that I'm on my Facebook, I might send something from my Instagram over to my Facebook. But I usually delete posts after a week on mm-hmm. my Facebook because I just don't like anything on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And then I will also take a blog post that I've made, and I'll post it on there. And then I have one friend that they sometimes say, like, oh, you didn't see on my Facebook. So I try to maybe once every other week maybe go on theirs to see, okay, what do they have on here?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll check that. But really, I don't bother to look at the feed at all.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because so many times people have said, like, oh, did you hear about this? Oh, you probably heard on Facebook. And I have to say, I'm not really on Facebook.
Yeah.
My mom just the other day, who's not on Facebook, she was like, oh, did you hear about this? Oh, you probably saw on Facebook. I'm like, no.
Not
I
really.
Didn't.
Sorry.
Why doesn't someone actually tell me this?
Yeah. Well, because everybody
expects. Why do I have to
find
out on Facebook? I don't understand. Why do I have to go to Facebook to find things out? Why can't you just tell me yourself?
That's probably because most people spend a lot of time on social media websites. So they just kind of assume that that's where everybody else is going to get their information from.
I just feel like if it's something like a family important situation.
Well, that's different.
You
that
gotta
is,
tell me.
Yeah,
in,
no,
in
that's
person.
One of those things where like phone calls and text messages
and
should
it's been happening
happen.
A lot lately with family stuff. And I'm just like, oh, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, someone obviously called my parents who don't have Facebook to tell them these things. Mm-hmm. Yet my parents expect me to find these things on Facebook first. It's like, no.
Yeah. But other than the interactive social media, though, where we were talking about YouTube, or I should say that Rebecca asked about YouTube and stuff like that, most of the time when we sit down, we watch like YouTube channels for like the inspiration that we get from that, or any movies we watch on like Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have time set aside for that.
Yes.
So, for instance, when we sit down with the boys to watch certain YouTube channels like Slow Mo Guys and GMM, Good Mythical Morning, we usually will, once I come home from work, we'll have dinner and then we'll kind
read.
Of. Yeah, you'll read something from their lesson for the cultural lesson that they're
or
doing.
Or I'll just read a book in general.
Yeah. And then after that, usually we'll sit down and kind of catch up a little bit with, like I said, usually it's just like Good Mythical Morning and Slow Mo Guys. Maybe Because Science, depending on what he has out, and some other stuff like SciShow Kids or whatever.
Right, and then some of our other things like Sow the Land.
Yeah.
But the thing is that a lot of those are short. Mm-hmm. I'd say we spend only about an hour total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, per day, it's like an hour.
And it's not even every day that we do that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the boys watch their things. They have other things that they watch, like their friend has a gaming channel. They'll watch his stuff. There are a couple of other YouTube game streamers
right.
and stuff that they'll watch some of that stuff
but
during
the
day. But I
usually limit their time
mm-hmm.
because I don't want them in front of a screen.
Right.
So, I mean, right now they're watching one of those right now, a gaming mm-hmm. Minecraft thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which, the thing about like that stuff, though, at least with the Minecraft ones, I see where they can get ideas for being creative in Minecraft. Which is one reason why I don't mind them watching the Minecraft ones as much, because they do actually, like, there's a part of Minecraft where you can actually learn about, like, mechanics and creating things.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like building with Legos, it's just that it's in a video game.
Right.
To some degree. So I don't mind that one as much. It's not like, you know, if I was to be their age and watching people play the games that I played at that age online, it would be a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
As a child, I can't imagine sitting there watching people stream Captain Skyhawk on Nintendo, because there's nothing that you're going to get from that. The point, though, is just that we do limit it to the amount of stuff, like not just the amount of time, but also the amount of content that they take in.
Right.
Because even outside of YouTube and those gaming things, they do watch stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like they watch like My Little Pony or whatever every once in a while, or Dino
Brownies.
Trucks. Yeah.
Yeah. But
and then even movies, like we'll pick like one or two movies a week maybe that we'll sit down and like watch a movie together.
Yeah, well, usually for me, after the boys are put into bed, then I'm like, okay, now I can relax.
Thank you for not saying put down to bed, because then it sounds like you're saying you put the boys down, like you put down a dog or a horse. Anyway.
Then I tend to go on the exercise bike while watching something. And so it might be a Korean drama that's like maybe an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm done for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So, or yeah. We'll watch a movie together.
Right.
Or
a show,
I'll just
or something.
Watch a movie that's, you know, at max an hour 40 minutes, because I don't really want to.
You don't stay up real late at night.
It depends on how many miles I want to go too.
Yeah.
But.
Well, like we've even had a couple times recently where, right, we'd hang out with the boys and watch whatever we were going to watch. They would go to bed at like 8 o'clock or whatever. And then I'd go and play a game on the computer for like 2 hours.
While I watch a movie.
And then you're on the bike watching a movie. Like just last night we even did. I was playing a game and you were riding the bike while watching A Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So that's the thing is that in general for us, we really don't spend that much time doing anything with social media. Again, I guess like in general, just the whole internet, we don't really spend a lot of time obsessed with it. I don't know. Maybe I can't say that because we do both check our phones pretty regularly. But
well, I'm only checking my phone a lot lately because I'm in this competition.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 more weeks to go. Because
mm-hmm.
honestly, before that, I wasn't really checking it.
Yeah.
So once it's done, it'll be back to normal where I barely touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that it's important that we do our hobbies. So she mentioned, for instance, that she does hanging out with friends, practices her music. I know she plays piano because mm-hmm. we actually met through the blogging, fashion blogging world years ago. And she paints, draws, reads, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I suggest is you set aside a time for that. If I'm going to be doing this activity, I'm not going to touch my phone during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really be strict with yourself if you have a problem with going to your phone so often,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, okay, while I do this, I'm not going to do that. So it's similar to like driving. We're not supposed
right.
to drive while texting. In fact, it's funny. The other day I was stopped at a light behind some cars, and it turned green, and there was this kid that he might have been around 19 sitting in his car texting, and no one's honking at him. Everyone starts going around him, and finally I get a chance to pass by him. I'm in the other lane, but I'm going past, and I look back at him, and he's still texting. He has
not
no idea that
attention.
It's green. So it's like, it, you know, my boys even made a point about it. If you're driving, you drive. You don't touch your phone at all while you drive. You should not be doing that. If you're doing that, please stop. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So when you drive, you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not driving, then maybe you have a chance to. And that doesn't mean at a red light like this kid.
Yeah, no,
doing.
And not pay attention. You have to still pay attention to the light.
Yeah. So don't touch your phone at all
mm-hmm.
when you're driving. That's what I mean. So, for instance, if I'm quilting, I usually listen to an audiobook while I'm quilting. I can do 2 things at once, but I'm not actually going and touching my phone. Sometimes I'll get messages from you
mm-hmm.
during the day.
Right.
And if I'm quilting, I don't look at those because I'll even say to you, quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
yeah,
know, like,
just,
okay.
Exactly. I'll leave you alone until you're done, and then you send me a message and say, I'm done now.
Yes. That's what I mean. When I'm doing my hobby, I don't touch the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, for me, I don't really spend, I mean, I don't know, if I asked you, you probably would say that I spend a lot of time looking at my phone, but I don't think I really do, because, as we've said, like, most of the time, if I do check things, I just kind of scroll through my feeds and then, like, put my phone down. If anything, I spend more time keeping an eye on, like, my digital asset stuff, like the cryptocurrency stuff.
Well, that's true.
Which, that's the point of why I keep checking that is because unlike the regular banking system that has like hours where it operates, you know, that's always active. So when things change in that, it could happen any time of the day. It literally runs 24 hours a day. So while I don't necessarily have to be involved with it all the time,
right,
I keep an eye on it more often because it can things can change.
But I think even that you could limit a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, you know that it will change, but you don't have to maybe something changed now, and then you check
it. Well, but it's not even that I'm doing that with it. When I'm checking my phone, I'm not just checking to see if it changed. Most of the time when I'm doing it, it's because I'm actually trying to make a claim to earn money.
Right.
But that's beside the point.
But I think that's what people do with social media, too. They're like, oh, something might have happened now.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be even kind of what Rebecca means when she's talking about, let's see, how was it that she worded it? That she couldn't live without her social media. Yeah, I guess when she said she had to have her phone glued to her hand and feel like a zombie. But she also says, like, you know, to compensate for a lack of social activities. I mean, I've already made the point that I have social anxiety. I'm not really interested in being involved with people. I don't mean to say that, like, I don't have any interest. I just mean that it's not my nature isn't to want to be involved with things. Like, I'm not going to be the one to pick up and say, oh, let's go out and do this thing where lots of people will be. Like,
right.
I'm pretty much the opposite. I'd rather not be where people are. So for me, it's almost more of the same thing to not be concerned with checking social media and seeing what's going on.
Right. And you don't really interact with individual people.
Right.
Like, you know, for me, I'll be like, oh, I keep getting texts from this friend.
Right.
And I'll say like, oh, okay, it's this friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, all right, I'll answer them now real fast. And then I'm like, okay. And so that's tough to be like, hey, can you stop texting me? I love you, but stop.
Yeah.
But, because I'm okay with not texting someone constantly.
Right.
But I'm more the type that interacts with individual people. And I'm a social person.
Yeah.
And I'll go out and hang out with a friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, actually, because I'm kind of even overlooking the fact that with all the time that I say, like, Reddit is probably the thing I spend the most amount of time on. But I actually don't even have Reddit on my phone anymore because I made the point to take it off of my phone because I knew that that was the one I spent the most amount of time in.
Right.
I also don't have the Facebook app on my phone.
Same
because,
here.
Again, I have the potential to use that more regularly. Like, I'm okay with Twitter and Instagram because for me, Twitter is like those short bursts, which you can kind of like read real quick and get beyond, as opposed to, you know, the full long interactions. And I think part of why I did that was because when we were on vacation last year, when we were in Virginia, I started to realize, like, no, I'm here doing this to have this experience.
Yeah.
While I'm out in the caves, whatever, when we were down in the caverns, there's no reason for me to be checking what's going on in the world. Like, I can spend the hour and a half or whatever it was in the caverns or at that museum just being there. And so I think I even locked my phone in the car when we did that because I didn't want to have my phone on me and I didn't want to have that temptation to pull it out. So I think that's just an example from what I've done to kind of like limit the amount of time I spend on it. Because even though I may spend a bunch of time on my phone, I have removed the things that I know would be a bigger black hole of time.
Right.
So I don't know, of course, all of your details, Rebecca, you know, like why you check what you do, when you do. But I know, like, one thing, we've talked about the whole practicing the art of doing nothing thing that we do. And I don't know, some people might even consider that to be like meditation. I don't know if that's really what we'd call it. But maybe try spending like a couple minutes a day just sitting in a chair and like looking out the window or something with a cup of tea or coffee or cocoa or whatever it is that your poison. And I don't know, it just, you know, pick your poison. That's the whole, like, what's your drink? So
your water.
It might be a way of just trying to recognize how much, like, how nice it is to not be obsessed with checking your phone or with checking your social media accounts. And I think that's part of what's made it easier for me to do things like remove Reddit and Facebook from my phone, is that when I did take the time to slow down and recognize how nice it is to not check that stuff compulsively, that it became easier to get away from doing that stuff compulsively.
Right. And it's interesting because, like, for a while I had a Snapchat because I had a few friends that were like, oh, this is fun, and oh, you should see my Snapchat. So I'm like, okay, I'll get this. But I didn't like it, where I was like, I don't want to have to check this, or like, mm-hmm. you could see who checked. So I'm just like, you know what? I don't need this. I feel like it bogs you down to have too many things. Mm-hmm. So I figured, what are the ones that I like the most and that I use the most? Mm-hmm. And which ones can I still interact with those same people right. in general? And mm-hmm. so I find, like, there are certain apps that I could probably get rid of and it won't even matter. Like, I could probably get rid of Twitter because I don't mm-hmm. really have in real life interactions on Twitter. It's more mm-hmm. the internet friends I've made.
Right.
And so my life would be fine without it. And it's weird because I might make loads and loads of tweets during the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, every once in a while I'll make a tweet. But I don't really know who's looking at those. And yeah. I don't really interact myself with other people on there.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I could see that being the next one that I get rid of completely and being okay with it, mm-hmm. even though I used it for so long.
Well, I think that what you said about limiting how many things you have, that kind of ties back to our whole paradox of choice discussion.
Right.
Where when you have all of these different apps and all of these different ways to interact with the internet and people on the internet, that in itself is like a burden on your consciousness, I guess, where you're concerned about, well, what happened in this app? And like, maybe somebody made a post in this app and that didn't cross over to this one, so I have to go and check both of them to see how they reacted. And then, even though it sounds so simple and not consequential, the fact that you have to sit there and worry about checking all of these different avenues of interaction, it's going to suck down, you know, it's going to suck up your time faster than you realize.
Right.
And, like, mental energy. And I don't mean that in the cheesy kind of, like, new age sort of mental energy key or anything. I just mean in general, like, the more you have to think about things you're going to do, like, the less time you have to just sit and contemplate, like, what you're doing right this second.
Right. And like, for instance, for 2 years, I didn't have a Facebook account.
Right.
But I had to remake one because of my organization, me being pretty much in charge of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could, I would totally be like, please let me just delete my account again so I don't have to worry about mm-hmm. it anymore again.
Yep.
But, you know, that's basically my job now is mm-hmm. to be on Facebook for 5 minutes on a Monday or whatever. And then I schedule a whole bunch of things. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what, like, if it's something like, oh, like maybe you feel a sort of pain to be like, oh, I can't stop. Like, there is an addictive issue mm-hmm. going on where they have now psychologists give these, like, courses even, mm-hmm. I've heard,
yep.
for people that have addictive problems with their internet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the name of it is.
I was going to say they've actually developed a term for it where it's like an addiction to, like, your social media. And, I've heard the term once or twice, but I don't remember what it is. Because I think when I heard about it, I sat there and said to myself, like, okay, well, looking at what they used to define it, I didn't fall into them. Because the time when you had shut down your Facebook, I did the same thing for a while.
Yeah.
I had shut down Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And maybe I kept Twitter and Reddit. But I had shut down my Instagram account. I'm actually on my second Instagram account. And my Facebook account. Because for the same reason I don't really visit Facebook much at all now, I had shut it down. But there were some people where the only way that they were trying to get in touch with me was through Facebook, which was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
You know, and also just to be able to broadcast me out to other people, I wanted to be able to do that on Facebook because Facebook is so kind of universal. Like, pretty much everybody has a Facebook account. So if I really wanted to try to get in touch with somebody, especially somebody that, you know, maybe a distant relative, that's the only way I would keep in contact. Facebook is really the only way I can do that right now. Without going through the process of getting in touch with family members, getting a phone number, and I'm not going to do that because that's not who I am.
Right. While with me, I've told people, I'll write you a letter. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? And then they get a letter from me, and then they respond through like an email or through like a message on something. And see, because that's how I would prefer a handwritten letter and interacting that way. Because I've always been a letter writer.
And I think now for me, if I had enough actual like personal, like interpersonal interactions, I would probably do the same thing now, except they might not be able to read what I wrote. But
well, your handwriting's improved over the years.
It has. But I think for me, as far as like who I am now, it's not even like a fear of the internet, which is another thing we haven't even talked about, because, you know, to some degree, there are people that stay away from the internet because they're worried about like identity theft and stuff like that. And while we are concerned with that stuff, we're not scared of using the internet because of that.
No.
Because, you know what, identity theft was an issue before the internet. So, you know, even though there may be more information available, I've chosen not to live in fear of what could happen on the internet. Now, there is bad stuff that could happen, but that's not why we don't use it. Anyway, that was a tangent. Point is, nowadays, if I had interactions with people, it would probably be either directly through Telegram or text messages, or some kind of like a written note is probably a way that I would rather do it. Because I do think that, see, now it's going to sound more new agey and stuff like what I was talking about, but just the idea
he's
of spending...
He's not new agey, by the way.
No, not at all. It's just, there is something about the time that you take to sit down and to write a note or a letter to somebody where that doesn't exist when you're on your phone. Like, no. For instance, if I opened up Telegram and sent somebody a message on Telegram, you're always using your phone anyway.
Right.
So how much effort did it take for you to do that, right, to pull that out? If it's somebody you haven't talked to in a while, maybe it does take effort. But it's not the same kind of focus. Like, it's not the same kind of spending time away from your normal process to do it if you're going to use your phone. But if you were to take the time to put your phone or your laptop or your computer away and to grab a piece of paper and a pen and to write, you know, you have to focus on that in a way that you don't when you're doing stuff digitally. So that's why I think nowadays, if I was having more like real interactions with other people, I don't interact with people. So that's what it comes down to. But,
He interacts with me all the time, but that's pretty much
it. But I don't need to write you letters because I come home to you
like
every day.
I like letters. You can write me a letter.
Yeah,
I love a letter.
I know. But
you've done it.
I have done it.
So going about social media too, I've learned that the people that I see in person on a regular basis, I want to build on those relationships most anyway. So if, you know, granted, I have some of my best friends, they all live in different states. So for some of them, I'll write them letters. Others, I will text them. And then still others, there's one friend where I talk to her through the app Line, which is like a chatting app. And you could actually record voice messages to send right over. So you just press a button and you talk. So I feel like when we talk back and forth through that, we get to talk to each other, even though it's not in real time. So it's like having a phone conversation without being on the phone with each other, because we don't have the time for that. So it'd be like, oh, I got a message from her. Let me listen. And it would be like a minute long explaining something. Then I can respond whenever I get a chance to. And to me, I really like that. And I wish I had more of my actual friends that had the app just so I could do that with them. Because I'd rather do that than check their Facebook page or check their Instagram to see their pictures. Because to me, like, the actual conversations matter more than anything.
Well, because when you're checking someone's feed, they're not sending it to you.
Yeah.
They're sending it to everyone. You know, and then you just happen to be one of the people that reads what they posted. As opposed to that Line thing where it's a direct, you know, they're sending you a message about something specific.
And I think also, like, a lot of times you'll see people will post their pictures. Like, lately I don't post as much. I try because I'm like, oh, I don't really post anything lately except for my competition video. So I've been trying to post things. I feel like I have to be obligated now to give the people something to look at. And otherwise, they're going to be like, oh, she's posting another singing thing. Like, oh, great. I'm kind of bored of this. It's like, you know what? I'll give the people something. Here's a picture of my
kids. Give the people
what
they want.
Yeah. But really, if it comes down to it, I don't really want to take the time to have to post anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like if people want to get to know about what I'm doing in a day, I hope that we could, yeah, because I have friends, they'll be like, hey, how you been? And I could be like, oh, we just went to the new Shanghai circus, which is what happened yesterday. Someone texted me and that's what I said. Well, you know, at the same time, I posted no pictures about what we did yesterday on the internet anywhere.
Because that's part of the whole thing that I've been talking about with it, just being in the moment when you're doing it. You know, it's kind of funny, and I know we've talked about my obsession with the new Walter Mitty movie that Ben Stiller did, about the whole idea of the camera getting in the way. And it's just funny because that totally is where I am as far as dealing with social media in general, I think. Because, you know, you think about, like, Foursquare back in the day, where, like, I'm going somewhere, like, let me go check into Foursquare.
We used to do that.
You don't need to check into Foursquare when you get somewhere with your friends. You don't need to take a selfie with your friends at the cafe to tell everybody how good a time you're having. Because if you're having that good time, have that good time.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing lately, too. Like, this week I went out with a friend during the day, and I took the boys, and we had a great time. No pictures from it. Mm-hmm. And then the week before, I went out with another friend for dinner to celebrate her birthday, and no pictures from it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the whole checking social media thing has become like an addiction for so many people because they feel like if they're not doing something, then they're not living. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, like I said, I always think about this in the sense of like in the past, how satisfied were people with their life, like what they were doing, and how satisfied are most people now with their life. And, you know, how much of that is because we see celebrities on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook posting about all this stuff that they did. I mean, there's stuff now where I see, you know, people post videos on YouTube about playing video games with celebrities, like music celebrities. And I'm like, so what? Like, you don't need to play a video game with a celebrity to enjoy playing a video game. And it's just kind of funny to think how much of, like, our life is like that. You know, if we don't shop at this celebrity's store, I mean, not that this is a new thing with the internet. There's always been the whole point of, you know, advertisers getting celebrities to advertise their product, you know, to get people to think like, oh, well, if I buy this, I'll be like this person. But I think maybe that's become even more of a thing now. And I don't know. I guess in general, like, you think about the whole flocking mentality of if a famous person is using this platform, do you feel the need to use it? And even if it's not a famous person, like, is it like, do you ever feel when you see, like, an advertisement and then they have, like, a hashtag, like, you know, like, go to Twitter to check this out? Or, like, they'll have, like, the little, like, icons on the bottom of, like, a movie poster, right, where they talk about Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Like, I'm not saying it for us, just maybe for anybody who's listening. Does that make you feel like you need to go and check those things every time you see that? You know, is it kind of like a Pavlovian, like, programming? And, like, I just wonder that, because I don't think I've ever really been victim to that whole, like, advertising propaganda.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that I've ever been affected the same way as maybe a lot of other people have been. And it would just be kind of interesting for me to hear a response to that question. How do you feel, like, are you maybe affected by things outside of yourself to be more involved with those social media things? And so maybe if you weren't advertised about those platforms in the same way, would you maybe not feel like you had to spend as much time on it? I don't know, maybe I kind of worded that in a strange way, but I'm just curious to see,
I feel like this generation in general, like this time period, not so much generation, this time period, it's so wrapped around the stuff that people are doing through the internet. Mm. Oh, I'm living my life, I'm behind a screen, or whatever. Let me see what someone else... It could be even, like, with people that have seen how we live our life. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be inspired by other people. But when you think about famous people and people going like, well, I really appreciate them. Let me see how they live. Now I want to live this way, too. And, oh, they're doing this. And they become a little obsessive. It gets that way because maybe we're not satisfied with our own lives in general. But then you think that star probably is not completely satisfied, too, and they're looking at someone else's stuff, too. And so it's just a huge cycle where we definitely need each other in general.
Cue Jordan Taylor. We all need each other.
All right.
It's just what
That's a YouTube channel for everyone.
It's just what I heard when you said it that way.
I know that we both looked at each other and smiled, but I didn't mean to do that. But it's okay to be able to express yourself or to be able to feel a connection with someone in general. But like, maybe we've become a little absurd because we don't know how to deal with people in person as much these days. Like, I really feel like the youth of today, they don't really know what it's like to have a conversation with someone in person. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If there's a conflict, they don't know how to deal with someone in person. So they forget that there is a person mm-hmm. that they're talking to and that they have to become maybe disrespectful or try to like feel like that person's not good enough as someone else and they look down on them. I just feel like it's that way with social media in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we just get so tied up in sometimes looking like we're involved with everything else that maybe that almost becomes why we spend all that time on social media. And I don't know. It's just a very interesting thing to think about. Just like, why does social media exist? And is it really being used for what it was intended for? And it's just neat to consider, like, how much different we are now from, like, 100 years ago. You know, you think about how easy it was for instance, Henry David Thoreau to go and do what he did. I mean, I say easy. I don't know if it was actually easy or not. But nowadays, when people try to go and live a lifestyle like that, where they're completely disconnected, you know, you wouldn't know about it in terms of today's social media, unless somebody actually took the time to report on him. Because you figure if Henry David Thoreau or somebody, if he existed now and tried to do what he did back then, now, he probably wouldn't have taken a laptop or a smartphone with him to do it.
No.
You know, that's the whole point, is that he would have disconnected. He would have, you know.
Well, because he did disconnect from society, except for
the most part.
When a friend came to visit him every once
in
a while.
Yeah, he had a couple friends locally.
Yeah.
But that's even the whole point, too, is that he kind of did it with the effort of being more involved with his local community. Hence why he lived within like a mile of one of his best friends. And, you know, in his book Walden, he talks about all the people locally that he interacted with.
Mm-hmm.
Which, nowadays, it's almost weird to imagine people doing that, because you almost need to disconnect in order to do things like what he did. Now, there are people who do stay connected and kind of do what he did, but I don't know if it's really the same anymore, though.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of, like, when I first got a computer. And I used to sit in front of a computer for hours and hours with AIM open to see who's available to talk to. That, you know, it became where I was that lonely where I had to wait for people to talk to all day long. Or, like, what can I check on the internet? It became such a big thing. And now it's shifted over to, let's see what so many people are doing, but I'm... You know, I feel bad how much time I wasted just sitting in front of the computer back then. And now it's like, I don't want to sit in front of the computer at all.
Yeah. And I don't think it's just reactionary to that, though. Like, the way you said it makes it almost sound like you don't want to be in front of the computer because you did it so much in the past and you feel bad. I think it's more that you see how much there is outside of that.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, goes back to what I mentioned earlier about just trying to spend a couple minutes a day without your phone or your computer, you know, to just sit there and just kind of notice how the wind makes trees move, you know.
You know what I notice right now? There's little things blooming on the one tree through the window. I've been looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You see how pretty?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy because I miss spring and I miss being outside.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's the point, that maybe if I was to say, like, we lose track of things by spending too much time with the internet and social media, I think that's probably my best excuse, or not excuse, but my best example is that I'm trying to remember now, because there was something I said the other day about nature and beauty. Oh, that's what I was talking about when we were watching that Studio Ghibli film. That's right. But, I mean, it's the same kind of mindset. I don't know if I can't really tie the thing I said while we were watching the Studio Ghibli movie, but just the idea that when you look at the world around you, like, you worry so much about what's going on in the big picture, like, you know, on the other side of the country, because you're watching social media stuff and you're watching your news feed. But do you ever spend any time to just look at what's going on within, like, 10 feet around you? And I don't just mean, like, what people around you are doing. Just, like, what the world around you is doing. I don't know, maybe I'm starting to sound kind of new agey again, but... but it's just, I don't know, that's just where I kind of am. And I think that's the whole point. And that's why we're doing this podcast, is because this is the kind of person that I think, well, you kind of always were this kind of person. But I've become more of it over the last couple of years. And that's why I said that, yeah, it would be neat to do this podcast with you, because if we can try to help people recognize how much easier and simpler life can be, then that's the whole point. Like, yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah. And it's also funny, because I don't want to sit in front of a screen so much too, I've listened to so many more podcasts in general. Like, I have certain ones that I'm subscribed to, and I try... This is another thing to go with her question. I limit how many people I follow in general. Mm-hmm. Or how many podcasts I listen to. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have some friend that was from kindergarten that you have never seen since then, and that you don't even talk to, mm-hmm. why are they on your friend list on Facebook?
Yeah, they don't need to be.
So with, like, the podcasts that I listen to, usually I listen while I'm cooking and doing dishes. Mm-hmm. That's really the only time I'll listen. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing that, it's usually, like, the same five podcasts. And it's not really anything but that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, because I had even mentioned to you that I was subscribed to probably 6 or 7 podcasts through iTunes or whatever. And I was the kind of guy where I would listen to them all, like, keep up to date for a while. And then I would go a couple months without listening to any of them. Mm-hmm. Because I would just fluctuate back and forth.
Yeah.
But this past time, when I realized I had spent a couple months not listening to them again, I was like, why should I even bother, like, having them sit there? Because right. I suffered the whole thing of, like, in my mind, thinking, like, oh, no, I haven't listened to this for a couple of months now. I'm not going to be able to catch back up, because right. there were so many episodes that I had missed, and especially there was at least one that releases really regularly, and they're, like, an hour and a half episodes each.
Yeah.
So to try to catch up with that, plus the other episodes, mm-hmm. I was just kind of overwhelmed thinking about, I'm going to literally have to listen to these, like, every day when I'm driving to and from work, and then maybe even more, just to catch up. And I'm like, I don't really need to listen to all of them. Right. So, and then on top of that, it was taking up a whole ton of space on my phone and my computer. Because with using iTunes, the way that I use it, it downloads all the episodes on the computer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't need to have 15 gigs taken up of podcast files that I don't even listen to.
Right.
So I actually went and unsubscribed from everything, because I was just like, I don't want to have the like mental stress of, like, oh, I got to catch up with them, because if I don't, I'm never going to catch up, and I'm just going to be sitting there, and I'm going to have to skip episodes, and I don't want to skip any episodes.
Right. Well, with me, I feel like maybe 3 of the podcasts I listen to, they post every so often. Like, they're not regular enough. Hmm. There's one that is, like, maybe once a month they have an episode out, and another that they were kind of consistent, but now it's like they're on a little bit of a break, and it will just be every once in a while. So it's easy, and it's a shorter one too. Easy to keep updated with that one. And then there are 2 that come out every single week, and one of them comes out, I think, even twice a week, and that one's long, but every time it comes out, I'm like, ooh, and I try to listen to it because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And that one's so fun, even though maybe it shouldn't be.
But, yeah, that's all right.
But anyway, that's probably why when we were discussing starting one, we didn't want to bog people down, so that's why we do it every other week rather than mm-hmm. every single week. And people said, why don't you do it every week? But this is why.
Well, it's also for us, too, though. Because yeah. this, as much as fun... Because as much fun as we have doing this and discussing these things, we also don't want this to be too much of a burden on us either.
Yeah.
Because we want it to be fun. It's the same kind of thing I tell my people at work.
Your people? Like,
yeah, my people. The people I work with. You know, a few times people have said, like, oh, Rob, you could totally be the manager. And I'm like, listen, if you want me to continue enjoying my job like I do now, don't make me a manager.
Yeah.
And that's the same kind of thing I feel with the podcast, is that, you know, I enjoy doing the podcast. And if you want me to be able to continue enjoying it and to continue doing it as well as we do, then don't let it be too much of a burden. Like, don't let it be too much of a job.
Yeah.
So even though, like, this week, for instance, setting it up, the new way of setting it up, you know, it looks like it took longer to get going because there is so much more to it. I enjoy the quality difference in recording it this way. So for me, it's worth the extra effort to set up the extra microphone box and the microphone stands and all that stuff, because I just enjoy how much better it sounds, that to me, producing the quality podcast is worth that extra time. But again, I don't want it to be to the point where I have to do this every week and have to sit and edit every week and to make sure that I post it every week. Because even as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, and we mentioned it last time, we separate them. You know, we release one week, record the next week, then release that one the following week. So we're basically doing something every week, but it's offset. But the last two times, we've actually skipped a week of doing anything, which has been interesting, because it's neat to have a weekend where we don't do anything relating to this. But at the same time, part of why we had it offset was to relieve the stress of the editing process. So we will probably get back to doing it where it's offset, because it's just nice to record on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon and then have a whole week to do the editing before it gets released. And then the weekend that it's released, it's just a matter of literally posting. So it's nice and easy.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing, is that, yeah, we decided to do every 2 weeks, and we'll most likely stick with every 2 weeks, if not even stretch it out maybe even longer at some point.
We've been consistent for almost a full year. We started in April of last year, and so we're nearing the end of March now.
Mm-hmm. Well, figure this is episode 25, and we do it every 2 weeks, so that's 50 weeks.
Yeah.
So next episode will be a full year.
Well, almost happy birthday to our podcast then.
Yep.
So we'll have to do a birthday podcast.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I hope that wasn't too much of a rambling answer about social media.
I hope it answered her question that, you know, let us know what you thought of our response. So, she did mention, by the way, with homeschooling, I don't touch my phone when I'm homeschooling the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not really ever involved with homeschooling. I've done a couple things with, like, technology, like computer class. We've done stuff like that.
Well, you also are with them with their science stuff sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. But same thing when I'm involved, where I'm doing stuff that we say this is going to be like a lesson for school, like I don't have my phone with me when we do that stuff, because I want to focus most of the time. At all, if I'm helping them do something, I'm not touching my phone, because I want to focus on being there with them to help them do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, as you said, if there are any other questions, or if you want maybe clarification on something, or...
Yeah, then we'll answer it next time.
Yeah. So, as usual, you can check us out, simply-us.net.
And everything's on there in the contact section for all our links.
And episodes are all on there.
Yeah.
So you can check it out. And, I guess that pretty much wraps that up. Before we ramble anymore, we will say have fun till next time.
Thank you. Goodbye.